Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leod, and here's what's happening. The new school year in Philadelphia is underway with the threat of a teacher strike off the table. On the eve of the first day of school, the school district and the teachers union reached a tentative agreement. That story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo. Mayor Parker, at a start of school ceremony, says she's relieved a strike appears to have been averted. Authorities have arrested and charged a man in connection to the deadly shooting over the weekend in North Philadelphia. Police say 31-year-old Devontae Jackson shot and killed 48-year-old Rasheem Childs early Sunday morning along West Ruscomb Street near 17th. Investigators say the two got into an argument, and that's when Jackson pulled a gun and shot Childs in the leg. He later died at the hospital. Jackson was also shot in the leg but has been treated for his injury. He is charged with murder, attempted murder, and aggravated assault. A home collapsed in North Philadelphia Monday morning after neighbors say demolition crews worked on a vacant lot next door. KYW's Sonny Morgan has the details. One person who neighbors say was one of the workers was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Recent polling shows Democrat Mikey Sherrill has a lead over Republican Jack Cittarelli in the race for New Jersey governor, but that advantage is in the single digits with a lot of undecided voters. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more. Rasmussen says taxes, energy prices, and general affordability are likely to be key issues in the next 2 months, so brace yourselves for the impending ad blitz. New Jersey health officials say a raccoon killed by a family's dog last week has tested positive for rabies. Officials say it was last Monday when the dog killed the raccoon in the backyard of a home in Barrington, Camden County. The homeowner then called animal control, who today confirmed it had rabies. The family was told of possible human exposure and advised about getting treatment. The dog was given a rabies booster and will be okay. Officials say rabies is a serious illness but can be prevented by treating it early on. Health experts advise against interacting with wild animals. Anyone bitten or scratched by one should immediately seek medical attention. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.